My name is Marilyn Buck. I'm a political prisoner at the federal prison in Dublin, California. The first poem I'll read is Prisoner. Do not cover your face. You must be identified if you change your appearance or are changed by attrition. You must be re-identified. Naked she stands, a number fixed in a photo, categorized, classified. She appears to be what the guards say. She must be unconcealed. Behind the profiled face, she lives. Beyond appearance, unrevealed. Three women for a bic. Two women sit on the couch, a third on her heels. Between them, a bench, a private tableau carved in crowded prison space. Vietnamese dashed with English skims across the den. They spoon out rice, fish, a bit of pirated green, Americanized soy sauce, reconstituted by secrets from home, transforms the instant. Air Nike slam dunk. Vietnamese women forced to work 65 hours per week for $10, no time for basketball games. And next.
Was that all one?
Hmm?
Was that all one?
No, Air Nike slam dunk was separate from Three Women.
Right, okay.
Okay, that was a short poem. Here's another short poem. Yvette, prison poet, goes home. She seldom talks much till star glazed jazz calls her out. Cruise cook. Let me start over. Yvette, prison poet, goes home. She seldom talks much till star glazed jazz calls her out. Cruise control gives way. Sister throws off self-silence. Poet notes dance from her lips. Night showers. 15 years ago, I bathed in morning's anticipation. Now, after the sun drops over the edge of the world, I hasten into showers where water falls from walls etched by prisoners' tears and curses. Into safety I slide, fugitive from the state's eyes, alone, anointed. Memory washes the sorrow-drenched day. My spirit swirls tomorrow into its eye, flings disappointment down the well of yesterday. Okay, a couple more.
I love hearing these, Marilyn.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Okay, this is Dear Liz. This is a longer poem. Did you get straight that there were two poems, The Three Women and the Air Nike Slam Dunk?
Yes, and
okay.
I realize
I maybe I didn't pause long enough before.
I realize I can always check out the printed stuff.
Okay. This is Dear Liz, you fought for life till. We talked of death. There was no one else who would. Talk of death makes people nervous. Tongue stutter. We all... Let me start over. Dear Liz, you fought for life till. We talked of death. There was no one else who would. Talk of death makes people nervous. Tongue stutter. We are all dying every day, you told me. You wanted to scream. You're not dying like I'm dying. Alien forms feed on my flesh. They are nearly finished. Hardly anyone wants to talk about death in America, though dying is a national preoccupation, a patriotic pastime. Dead Indians, dead Africans, dead Mexicans and immigrant workers. Lives landscaped America. From sea to shining sea.
This call is from a federal prison.
And if, should I start over?
Maybe you should.
Okay. Dear Liz. Okay. Dear Liz, you fought for life till. We talked of death. There was no one else who would. Talk of death makes people nervous. Tongues stutter. We are all dying every day. You told me you wanted to scream. You're not dying like I'm dying. Alien forms feed on my flesh. They are nearly finished. Hardly anyone wants to talk about death in America, though dying is a national preoccupation, a patriotic pastime. Dead Indians, dead Africans, dead Mexican and immigrant workers, lives landscaped America from sea to shining sea. An institution, dead children starved, dead women battered, dead queers bashed, dead prisoners and dead in prisoners, a ritual. Killer cop stalk young bloods who bop to the beat of their hearts and hip-hop into springtime through death-pop streets. A sacrificial situation. Sacrifices chosen by jury lottery, the particulars of participation, called crime to confirm crucifixion execution being black, a definite plus, but mental incapacitation or low-class station will do. Those who do speak about the great fraternity of death sit in clubs and councils, watch on widescreen TV, death deterred. Someone else does the dying. Yes, we are all dying, but not your death, Liz. In a prison bed, no parole. Prison authorities say they can help you die better than your mother and children, unless you stay alive until they can no longer hold you hostage to their death culture. And then the last poem is, not a life sentence. Only a few years to do. The prisoner's health crumbles, her complaints callously dismissed, shut up in corrections closets. Only a year left to do. The prisoner dies. That's it.
We got him.
Okay, can you join that place where I blipped, or I need to read that whole stanza again?
No, I think I can do that.
In Dear Liz, then you can cut, then that can be put in, okay?
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yep.
A ritual. Killer cops stalk young bloods who bop to the beat of their hearts and hip-hop into springtime through death-pocked streets. A sacrificial situation. Sacrifices chosen by jury lottery. The particulars of participation called crime to confirm crucifixion execution being black a definite plus. But mental incapacitation or low-class station will do. Okay. How's that?
That seems fine.
I know
hang on.
I'm not very dramatic here.
No, you were. Hang on.